It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network, live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prescott?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning and welcome to On the Tee Florida. I'm Mike Rickard, and I'm actually going solo today, the hapless hack down here at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill and our 19th hole clubhouse studios. I'm actually not going solo. The big old Oscar Garner III, our celebrity caddy, we're giving him the day off so he can do a little financial analysis and make some real money. And we're going to have John Rieger on here in a few moments. Of course, he'll be calling in from Crescent Beach, Florida. He's our PGA Teaching Pro of America, and he is the wisdom of this show. We got a great show. We're going to talk a little local golf with Tyson Duane. He's the owner and operator of Mainland Golf Course. He's got an event coming up, I think, in about 2 weeks in November, 3 weeks. And man, time's flying. Michael Forrest, we've had him on before. PGA Teaching Pro from Dallas. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records for longest club, trick shot expert, does a tremendous amount of work for charities throughout the greater Dallas area, and gives back, and one of the things that we do as well. And then, as I said, John Rieger and our Big Storm Brewing, and that's our John Rieger Golf Report each and every week. If you're just tuning in to On the Tee Florida first time, I'm a hack. I'm an absolute hack, but I like to surround myself with professionals. So as I said, we've got three pros coming on a little bit later. One's the owner and operator of Mainland, just south of St. Pete here. We'll ask him how he got through Hurricane Ian as well. And then Michael Furz, we'll talk to him from Dallas. And then John Rieger, of course. And each and every Saturday, we have a lot of fun here. And we're going to start. The Big O's not here today, so we'll take a pass, and we'll do it on Halloween weekend appropriately. We're going to do Caddyshack trivia, and we got some great prize packages I've put together. You'll win free golf. You'll win free things from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and you'll also be able to come down occasionally if you live in the area, and we'll put you on the air and have some fun with you. So that will be Caddyshack trivia. Done it for years up north. It's an absolute blast. You don't need to know a damn thing about the game of golf, but I'm certain, because it's only run 1 million times on TNT, TBS, all of the stations, and it's a cinematic classic with Bill Murray and the boys. Rodney Dangerfield's absolutely off the charts in that movie, and still one of my favorites of all time in the world of sports comedy. On the Tee Florida is archived on RadioSaintPete.com and soon on our sports channel, the stream. We're actually going to try it out in the next couple of weeks. A couple of things with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, which will be on immediately after this. We got a packed show on both shows this Saturday. And the weather conditions couldn't be more ideal. Now, this is beautiful. I threw a hoodie on about 7 o'clock down on the beach, and I thought, you're from Iowa, you wimp. Get the hoodie off, go down on 13th and Central across from the Trop where we are at the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. Have a blast, and the weather is just absolutely perfect. And of course, as we do dive in, we continue to. Michael Furz, as I said, will be joining us. Next he'll be calling me. John Rieger. But let's go over the leaderboards. Kurt Kitayama, he leads right now at the CJ Cup up in South Carolina. And John Rahm is tied with him at 11 under. Cam Davis, 10 under. Aaron Wise, 10 under. And Rory McIlroy sits two back at 9 under. And that's an excellent event that will be a good watch for this weekend. Jerry Kelly is... right now, he is on top on the Champions Tour, and I'll pull up the LPGA, and they're playing over in South Korea, as I mentioned. Anyway, let's go back to these charitable events. If you have an event, and this is the time of year where the golf courses welcome the opportunity to have people come out and do their fundraisers. In fact, next Saturday, a week from today, will be the Boca Ciega Pirates, the high school baseball team. We'll have their will have their baseball fundraiser. The following day, it will be the Seminole baseball team. Fergs will be down there on November 4th. We'll warn all the neighbors about that. But each and every one of these events, we will be assisting in providing prize packages as well as the opportunity to participate. And they need, every one of them need foursomes. That's a fact. So if you've got an event, get a hold of me, mrickardonthetee@gmail.com, or go ahead and just give me a shout. Text message me. Just go to our Facebook. It's got the contact information, and we'll get back to you. We'll have the big O Oscar Garner III come to your charitable event, and we'll have conversations out there. We do the Super Bowl of the NFL, Super Bowl of golf. We're going to do the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and I'm not certain that if anybody's even listening right now. I think we may have had a technical difficulty. Let's take a break. I'll come back here on the T Florida as we provide you a positive perspective from the PGA all the way to the high school and college scene in the great game of golf right here from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill and our 19th hole clubhouse studios down here at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Eighteen holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm Captain Jeff Vickers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Just talking. There we go. Michael?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, brother.
Cool. How are you? Good morning, sir.
Good. How are things in the Big D?
Woo! Well, it's still a little hot, but, you know, it's getting cooler. Yesterday is probably about 85. Still trying to get cooler. We'll probably have a few more days of 90-degree weather before we hit Christmas.
that That's not like our weather here. You'd be in heaven right now, my man. It's about, 69 degrees. You'd probably have a down coat on with your thin blood there. But perfect day for the great game of golf. Let's talk a little bit about what you've been doing in the world of charity. Very, very impressive, some of the items you sent me last night in a text in a precursor to the interview.
Thanks for having me on the show, first off. And from all of us here in Texas, we want to wish all your listeners there in the southern Florida region that's kind of been afflicted by the storms and all this crazy catastrophic damage. I know you guys are all still struggling down there, but we want you guys to know that the rest of the country is behind you guys. So keep your head up, keep plugging forward, and we'll make it all together.
Yeah, that's a very, very good positive message that you're sending.
You know, that's the most important message for this whole conversation. For me, being a Texan and outside the Florida area, you know, we try to remember that the struggle still goes on daily and weekly. So we hope everybody continues to recover and recuperate and just continue to build and be stronger moving forward. So, because the next one's always still coming.
Well, it certainly is. Let's talk about your Guinness Book of World Records for people that didn't hear our conversation in the past. Why don't you go ahead and share your history and the unique things that you've been doing in the world of golf?
Sure thing. I am a regular golf professional. I am and a teaching professional. I'm a professional trick shot artist. I am a master caddy. And I'm also a caddy master. I have my own group of professional caddies. But we started doing trick shot shows with 8-foot drivers that grew into How Long Can You Really Go. And so we have currently 5 Guinness World Records to our credit, 23 world records driving the golf ball with the world's longest golf clubs, representing 6 different world record groups around the world. But really, Guinness World Records is the group you want to attach yourself to. They have the best credibility and the best marketing moving forward to promote your product across the world. So we started out with a 14-foot driver. Literally, the golf club is 14 feet long. I was hitting that ball roughly 150 yards in the air on the carry. Currently, we are at 51 feet, 1 inches. That golf club is the length of a 4-story building. So it takes 2 people to swing the golf club. You have to have one guy on the back end and one guy in the middle to get the club moving. You got to get the club moving somehow. If you can't swing it, run like freaking Forrest Gump is what I say. So that's how we get that club moving. So it's a lot of fun, and it is the evolution of this world record, because it evolves into something that is not normal, not practical, which is we're the first ones to ever do a tandem swing requiring 2 people to swing 1 golf club. So, and that thing has evolved now to where the Discovery Channel is involved, and they want me to go head-to-head against Anthony Anderson from Law & Order and Black-ish. He broke my world record in Vegas with Tiger and Phil during the $9 million match at Shadow Creek. HBO paid me to bring my 30-foot club to Vegas and let Phil swing it. They really wanted to bring the world record golf club so they could see it in person and figure out a way to build it bigger and break my world record. And so that's exactly what they did. So it was became very personal for me. Talked a lot of crap to Anthony Anderson. But for me, it's good for the record, it's good for the game, it's good for the competition. So now I'm actually going to partner with Alfonso Ribeiro from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and America's Funniest Home Videos. He is going to be my partner, and I'm giving Anthony Anderson my partner from the world record so that we can still get the same product head-to-head against Anthony Anderson. I can still kick his ass for America to see. So that's kind of where we're at. And that golf club there is 61 feet, which is the new golf club. That is the next record.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
We switched a little platforms here. We're on RadioSt.Pete.com, our streaming station, and then Tan Talk Radio will pick us up. And I tell you what, Ben, you were lucky you weren't here for all the fireworks, brother.
Oh, yeah, so I'm assuming it was a little rough today.
Hey, do I look like I just won 12 rounds with Muhammad Ali in 1975?
I was walking up, and I was wondering what was going on. Had the head down, plugging away, moving the switches and the dials.
And you even have a Titleist hat on. But what we're going to do is we're going to get John Rieger on, so we can have some semblance of sanity this morning. I've had one of those kind of weeks, and this just absolutely, it just tops it off, my man.
How about that? I mean, an interest. At least it's nice out.
Yeah. You know, at least we now we got John Rieger to bail us out.
Boy, we need a lot of bailing. This is like being on the Titanic with a soup spoon trying to bail out this one today. But hey, we're on the air. We're here. We're ready to go. We're ready to have another John Rieger Golf Report here. You can listen to the latest news and world opinions of golf and find me online at johnriegergolf.com, social hashtag John Rieger Golf. So there we go. We got started. We're on our way. Let's talk golf.
Let's talk golf, brother. I tell you what, do you have your, I think you, do you have the station on in the background?
I do not, but because I was playing jazz music and it was wonderful, but I do not have the station on in the background.
Oh, I thought I just heard a little echo. Anyway, I hope you, I know it's not noon yet, but through all this, I hope you popped a coldie or poured yourself a strong one and you got a cigar going for me.
Well, that'll happen at 12:01, and then when I listen in to the Tampa Bay Sports Connection there, I'll be able to listen in to what great insights and things you're going to have this afternoon. But, yes.
Well, do you happen to have the leaderboards in front of you?
Well, I can get those leaderboards right in front of me, and I'm going to pull one right up right now. What I wanted to talk a little bit about today is that CJ Cup that's up in Congaree. Which is a golf course about, gosh, it's got to be 45 miles inland from Hilton Head. It's out in the middle of nowhere. And I think this is the final fall tournament, I believe, for the PGA Tour. Then they go into some exhibition things. But so you do have a star-studded field there. This is a tournament that in April of 2021, they decided to have it at the last minute. It was supposed to be somewhere else. I think it was supposed to be in L.A. or something, and they moved it to this golf course. And this is a very unique golf course that they have in the sense that there's only one member, okay? And actually, they used to have two, but now there's only one member there. And it's the people that developed it. So they don't have members, but yet they have all these famous people that are ambassadors. And it's really unique. What they do is not like you pay dues, initiation fee to be a member of this club. You raise money for a foundation, and they host a bunch of kids and from all over the country, and they have a great golf academy. And but it is. It's remote. It's out in the interior low country farmland, and it's called Congaree. And so, you know, again, it's a very unique place. And if we can take a look at the leaderboard for you, we'll just do a little rundown here of the entire leaderboard. So, again, you have Kit Kitatamiya. Okay, so, you know, he's a unique individual. Obviously, he's a Japanese player. He's at 11 under par, tied with John Rahm at 11 under par. And then if you go down the list a little bit, Rory McIlroy's in fifth place at 9 under. You've got Billy Horschel, who's a local fan favorite here, I know, up here in the Northeast Florida area, at 7 under. And if we go down and we start looking at some of the other notables down there, you're going to get down the list right here. Max Homa, who's had an unbelievable year this year. He's tied for 18th at 5 under. So the best way to do it is to go to PGAtour.com. You'll see the leaderboard for the PGA Tour, the CJ Cup. And also, you'll see the Champions Tour. They're out there playing this week. And there are at, and I'm going to take a look at this because I'm looking this up online just as you're speaking right here.
I got you, brother. They're in Virginia, and Jerry Kelly's on top, I believe, by two.
That's right. Jerry Kelly, if he looks down there. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about when we start talking about the leaderboard here, John Daly's in 67th place at plus six. Now, he's a favorite of the show here, and the reason I bring his name up, I wanted to give a little plug for their John Daly's Whiskey and Water Invitational. It's November 19th and 20th at Clearwater Country Club, and it benefits the Heart of the Lion Foundation, which John and Major Ed are partners in this foundation. And there is Mission First People Always. Their mission is to provide mental,
never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Tampa Bay. Give her a call today. 813-564-4134. Berg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Tampa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Berg Sports Bar and Grill, Tampa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
he's the 2022 Rookie of the Year. You know, he had a five-time runner-up season, okay? He's a young guy, but he and Arnold Palmer are both Wake Forest alumni, okay? So there's another Wake Forest alumni, Wes Simpson, delivered the award personally to Cameron Young. And Cameron Young has always been a big fan ever since he could swing a golf club of Arnold Palmer. And the fact that he went to Wake Forest and he was Rookie of the Year this year, winning the award named after Arnold Palmer was something that's pretty spectacular. But, you know, the Wake Forest golf team, I'm starting to look at some of the players who've been on it throughout the years. Now, you have the old guys like Curtis Strange. You know, he played at Wake Forest. Of course, you had Arnold Palmer. But you had Sung Jae-im, you know, the great Korean player. He won it in 2019. You got Will Zalatoris actually went to Wake Forest. So a lot of great players have gone there, but that's a special thing. And if you ever get a chance to watch him play in a PGA Tour event, go for it. Hey, while we're on the PGA Tour, I want to talk about the big announcement they made as far as what they're doing. And I won't call it in response to LIV Golf, but you know LIV Golf had to influence this quite a bit. So they announced their $20 million purses for a certain amount of events next year, okay? So there are four events that are regular tour events that will have a $20 million purse next year. And one of them is the Phoenix Open. It's called the Waste Management Phoenix Open. And hey, next year, the Waste Management Phoenix Open is going to be played the same week as the Super Bowl that's going to be hosted in Phoenix. They already get like 300,000 or 400,000 people come out to this tournament. It's the most highly attended tournament you can go to on the PGA Tour. So the Phoenix Open, the RBC Heritage, which is up at Hilton Head, the Wells Fargo Championship is normally played in Charlotte, and then you have the Travelers Championship played in Connecticut. So there are four more events that will have a $20 million purse. So the ones now that are going to be the top 20 events that are going to have the top 20 tour players playing it based on the player impact program, you have to commit to playing all 20. So I'm not sure how that's going to work for Tiger Woods. I'm not sure if he can physically play all 20. I'm sure they would like to have him, but the current top 20 include the four majors and the Players' Championship. So they can say now that the top 20 players in the world are guaranteed to play in the four majors and the Players, the three FedEx Cup playoff events, the FedEx St. Jude, the BMW Championship, the Tour Championship. Then there's three player-hosted invitationals, which is the Genesis Invitational out in L.A., hosted by Tiger Woods, and I'm sure he may need to get a driver this time versus driving that Genesis around the countryside. Didn't work out too well for him last time.
That was brutal there, John.
the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando, which, you know, our listeners out there, you should go. You can attend that tournament. You can buy a ticket. You can get down there. You park at Universal Studios. That is one of the most wonderful tournaments out there. And, of course, Jack Nicklaus's Memorial Tournament. And then the Century Tournament of Champions. So that's usually held in Hawaii. And then the WGC Dell Technologies Half Play, which is normally held in either Austin or San Antonio, Texas. So so that was big news on the PGA Tour. So it's going to be interesting to see where the top 20 players are going to play in those top 20 events. But Jack Nicklaus came out with a statement, I believe at the end of last week, was worried about the two-tier system going on the tour, where all of a sudden all these tournaments are, yeah, they're cream of the crop. It's almost like watching the NFL playoffs versus preseason. You know, the preseason doesn't mean anything, and the NFL playoffs mean it all. So I'm sure that our listeners out there will have more interest in that, but Jack Nicklaus was a little concerned about how that would work as far as viewership and people's interest in those golf tournaments. But it's going to be a great year on the PGA Tour next year. A lot of money to be had out there.
Well, and some people may even compare a AAA baseball to Major League Baseball during the course of the season as well. You know, these are almost corn fairish type attitude.
Well, yeah, you know, and it's interesting now. It used to be to get on the PGA Tour, you could go to a qualifying school, and there would be different stages that you would go to. And if you made it to the final stage and you finished in the top 50 or top 35 or 25, it always changed from year to year, you would get a guaranteed spot on the PGA Tour. Well, they did away with that, and they created it where you have to come up to the PGA Tour through the Korn Ferry Tour. And, you know, and the Korn Ferry Tour keeps changing names. It used to be the Nike Tour, it used to be the Hogan Tour, it used to be the Web.com Tour, whoever is sponsoring it. But now you play your way on the PGA Tour through the Korn Ferry Tour. So, for example, a Gainesville player named Tyson Alexander, well, we talked about this on the show last week, but Buddy Alexander, the famous golf coach, Hall of Fame golf coach, University of Florida of 30 years, who actually also won the U.S. Amateur and never turned pro, his son took 12 years to finally get on the PGA Tour, and he did it playing on the Korn Ferry Tour, won a couple tournaments last year, and he got his Battlefield promotion as far as finishing in the top 25 on the Korn Ferry Tour, and there he is. He's out there on the PGA Tour. There's only one other way you can get on the PGA Tour, and that is sponsors exemptions. If you get a sponsors exemption, or there's still a handful of these PGA Tour events that have four spotters. You know, way back in 1982, in 83, I went to Monday qualifyings as a PGA member to play in PGA Tour events, and you would show up, and there might be 60 spots available sometimes because they didn't have the exempt tour in 82. And what they would do is if you finished the top 60 at a PGA Tour event, you were exempt for the following week, or if you're in the top 60 money winners. Otherwise, everybody had to qualify. It didn't matter. You could be the 61st guy on the tour and be in contention throughout the year, but you've got to be in the top 60. Well, nowadays, they have a handful of four spotters out there, and there's still five or six, but you can still go to a four spotter, and by golly, you could go out there and win the golf tournament and become a temporary PGA Tour member for 2 years or whatever. So you take a look at all that. There's many different ways to do it. But you're right, the Korn Ferry Tour, people start yawning. In fact, everybody out there right now is really yawning. They're waiting for Lee Corso to put on the mascot helmet to see which team's going to win this week on game day.
He's going to put Oregon on, brother.
You think he is?
He'll put the Oregon Ducks on. I mean, that's a great environment, and God bless Lee Corso for still participating. I think it's great to bring that tradition. But, hell, they had to get up at like 3 a.m. out there in Eugene today, and it was pitch black. I bet the majority of those students hadn't slept yet and had a belly full of beverages. I'm certain of that.
Well, Lee Corso, he's a great inspiration to all of us. Because, you know, you could be 117 years old and still be on TV. So, I mean, he does a great job.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, let's talk quickly about exemptions with Ricky Fowler before we go there. Ricky Fowler got an exemption last week, and now look at him. I think he's going to be one of those guys that they bring into a lot of tournaments next year because, he's playing well right now, and he's such a fan favorite.
Well, last week, he lost the tournament by one shot. Keegan Bradley won the tournament last week, and so Ricky led it for three rounds, and he played very well. And I think he's coming back. You know, he's done a lot of work with Butch Harmon. I take a look at his swing online, trying to figure out what big changes he had. It just looks like he's just a little bit more compact, a little bit more efficient with his swing. I know the putter has not been his friend. I'm not sure. So, you know, maybe he should call Shane and see what they have left at the PGA Tour.
pick himself up another white hot.
That's now, interesting enough, Keegan Bradley last week finished first. Ricky Fowler finished second. And this week, right now, they're tied for 31st, both at 4 under par.
I saw that, and Ricky actually had a nice round yesterday. He opened up with 74, and then he followed up yesterday with a 69. So hopefully today he has a lot of success. John,
I just got a text from Wild Bill. You know, he talked about the Wild Bill exemption. I don't know if you know this, but Wild Bill has the Backyard Golf Association, where he's got a 15-acre spread of land back there, and he mows it down, and he's got golf cups and flags. And the grass is pretty good. It's a North Florida natural golf course, no irrigation. And it's called Backyard Golf, okay? So, I know that Bill's got some interest in mind because I know the LIV golf people just passed him over because they play in sand in Saudi Arabia. They don't play in trying to avoid the cow patties out there, right?
Well, I'm from Iowa.
Wild Bill exemption, that you might have to take a while before that's considered by the PGA Tour, but at least for the PGA Golf Tour, yeah, you finish first. And you're in for the PGA Tour for next year.
Well, Bill, we may have to do send the Big O up there and do a live remote from his track. And I'm accustomed to playing on cow pastures where you have to watch for cow pies. And in fact, I've had a few driving ranges back in the day when I lived out in the country that we set up for alcohol consumption and humor. So tell them we may be making a stop up there.
Well, yeah, you know, and there's a four wheel vehicle for the golf cart too. Everybody piles their clubs in the back of it. Wild Bill takes over. You know, during the pandemic, it was a lot of fun because we all were quarantined in our homes, couldn't go anywhere. So Wild Bill would actually do live Facebook broadcasts of his round of golf at the BG. He'd have the BG open out there. So you know, my wife looked at me like, what the heck are you watching? I go, well, there's nothing else to watch on TV. ESPN is showing reruns of Cornhole or something. So,
oh, my God.
It's quite entertaining, but we got to get the Big O up there and you too indoctrinate you guys into the world of backyard golf.
I think we need some more John Rieger and Wild Bill reports together sitting alongside each other to insert some humor in the broadcast as we starting to take the production a little bit with some humor and education. And I think he's just the guy to do that.
Well, absolutely. You know, you have to kind of egg him along. He's got the personality of a concrete brick, but you got to egg him along.
he's an oral surgeon, man. What do you expect?
No, I tell you what. I know he's listening right now. He's probably like trying to. He's probably just threw that concrete brick right through his radio dial.
All right. What do you got on the agenda? There's no Florida Gators. No Florida State. It's going to be. It's never quiet down here at Ferg's. In fact, we've got Iowa and Ohio State here in about 4 minutes, and it will be an absolute slaughtering of my Iowa Hawkeyes. So. No Gators, no Seminoles, and you're just gonna spend a casual day hanging out with the fam.
Well, gonna have a good time, but we'll tell everybody thanks for everybody listening to the John Rieger Golf Report, the latest golf news and opinion from the world of golf. Come find me on johnriegergolf.com or hashtag on social media @JohnRiegerGolf. So. Mike, Big O, it's always a pleasure. I think Ben's on here. Big O's not here. Ben's on here, right?
Yeah, we got Ben on here right now.
Came in a little early today.
Was Ben our baseball expert last week?
That's correct.
Well, Ben, I'll tell you what. You know your stuff, man. So I can tell you're a history major now. We're going to have to send you a few. I have to go down to storage and find a few of my old golf history books so you can bone up for next week's trivia contest.
Oh, I'm definitely for that. I mean, I was up in Savannah with Bacon Park up there. There's a lot of golf history up and around Savannah, so I'm willing to learn a little bit from you.
Hey, talking about baseball, is that the home of the Savannah Bananas?
That is. They're on ESPN every once in a while doing their little documentary series, Banana Land.
All right, boys, we got to wind her down. We'll be back. Thank you, John Rieger. We'll be back next hour with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection right now for Michael Furs. Sorry, Tyson Duane, we didn't get to you. John Rieger, Joe Boudreau, and Matt as they battle on the controls. Thanks for listening on the T, Florida. God bless you. God bless America. Remember, keep it in the short grass. And as always, hit them straight.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.